Muslims also have their political divisions. Grand Ayatollah Muhammad Hussein Fadlallah was a powerful spokesman of one group, Shiite Muslims, from Lebanon to Central Asia. The Lebanese cleric died yesterday in Beirut. He was 74. Fadlallah was known for his progressive social views, but his name was also linked with Hezbollah, and some in Washington considered him a supporter of terrorism. The world's Carol Zoll has more.
Ayatollah Fadlallah was said to be a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad. Around the world, his followers are mourning.
It's a feeling of having lost a leader, a father figure, just an immense, immense sense of loss.
Iraqi-born Samah Hada had gathered with others in London to grieve. Part of Fadlallah's appeal had been his progressive stance on women.
He very much believed that a woman's place is definitely where a man's place is, and they are very much equal.
According to Rami Khoury of the Issam Faris Center at the American University of Beirut, Fadlallah was a cleric for the common man.
He took issues of theology and related them to the everyday concerns of ordinary people, and that's what made him very special.
Fadlallah didn't shy away from politics, and his personal brand of Shiite Islam was based as much on political ideas as on religious views. Juan Cole teaches history at the University of Michigan.
The keynote of his life, aside from Shiite revivalism, was anti-imperialism. He stood for local independence, regional independence from the great powers.
Fadlallah's political views drew attention that was not always wanted. Many regarded him as the spiritual guide for Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, a fact both he and the Hezbollah leadership denied. And in the West, some regarded him as a supporter of terrorism, including the 1983 bombing in Beirut, in which 241 U.S. Marines were killed. But Juan Cole believes that Fadlallah's ties to terrorism are hard to verify.
Those things are murky. His mid-career was marked by a certain radicalism.
At the same time, Cole says Fadlallah made it clear that the use of violence was justified against an occupying force, such as Israel. Fadlallah was an outspoken critic of the Jewish state and is said to have railed against it even as he lay dying in the hospital this past weekend. The cleric was also critical of U.S. involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan. Juan Cole thinks that with Fadlallah gone, many of his followers around the Muslim world will now ally themselves with Ayatollah Ali Sistani of Iraq, which could mean increasing political influence for Iraq in Lebanon. And since Sistani holds more moderate views than Fadlallah did, this could translate into a moderating influence on Lebanon Shiites, who now overwhelmingly support Hezbollah. For The World, I'm Carol Zoll.